Blind people are out there doing really interesting things that range from competitive swimming to medical social work, to stamp collecting, to ballroom dancing, to therapeutic horseback riding. Today, one of our members will share their story working with therapeutic horses. Please join me in welcoming Faith Waybright. Like a painted bomb.
So once we're all done our important work that everybody's talked about, we want to relax, right? So one of the things that helps me relax is being around horses. Applaud if you like horses, have been around them, have ridden. Good. Applaud if you have not ridden horses but are game and are not scared. Good. So I have been riding since I was 15. I love horses. My grandfather had race horses, and my aunt showed non-therapeutic, but that got my grandparents kind of realizing that I too could ride horses. So they found a therapeutic riding center near us, and I started riding. And I rode from the age of 15 to 18. Then I went to college, took a break. And in 2018, when David and I moved up to Cecil County, I wanted to get back into it bad. So we did some research, and the one place we found was called Freedom Hills Therapeutic Riding Center in Port Deposit, Maryland. The director's name is Renee Dixon, D-I-X-O-N, and it's great. She first speaks to you about your prior experiences, gets some medical clearances, of course, an eye report, et cetera. And then we set goals. And one goal I had, I said, Renee, I really want to learn dressage. And dressage is basically a pattern of movement within the arena. There's letters on the wall, and your horse just moves in a prescribed pattern. And I really wanted to learn how to do that. And she says, I'm not so sure, but I'm game. I will problem solve. I will figure it out. And those are the types of people you want to have in your corner. So so we started using living letters when I was practicing. And then a few weeks ago, she said, oh, what do you want to do today? And we were working on my trotting and different positioning and stuff. I said, I want to jump. I said, I want to jump, but I'm scared, and I don't know how. She says, you want to jump now? I said, no, next week. Do you want to jump now? No, next week. So I'm turning this corner, and I'm riding independently. She does offer sidewalkers and headwalkers, but I've advanced to that in most situations. So I'm riding independently, and on the left side of me, I'm hearing this metal noises. Yeah. Like, she's over there doing something, David's filling with something, and she says, pick up your trot. Pick up your trot faster. A couple strides later, I'm in the air. She set up what's called a cross rails, which is an X on the jump, and I jumped for the first time ever in my life. No other instructor had ever had the confidence in herself and in me to let me jump, and I did it 3 times. Horseback riding goes anywhere from lower levels to there are para-dressage Olympians. Sorry, I'm kind of ad-libbing and my notes are here too. We're still making and setting goals. I am performing at horse shows at her farm. I do rails on the ground right now, which is trotting over the rails on the jumps, but on the ground, and I do dressage. She also takes the therapeutic riders to as many shows as she can, just like she would her able-bodied students. I know that a lot of you are not from Cecil County, but I would encourage you to call Renee. She's on the, it's called PATH International. They're an international board of horsemen who handle therapeutic horsemanship. Let's see. I'm trying to find my...
2 minutes.
I'm sorry? 2 minutes. Okay. Just trying to find my... Not my place, but my resources. So, anyway, I know that if you would like to check out Freedom Hill's therapeutic writing program, you'll get us Renee Dixon, 410-378-3817, freedomhills.org. Look at our Facebook page. I'm all over there, and my little girl Elizabeth is starting to write also. I just have one more resource I want to find real quick.
Medals.
Oh, I have I've won several ribbons throughout the year in equitation, which is positioning and such, and dressage. Here it is. Okay. Certification. Where's the?
We can disseminate it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
We'll do that.
Okay. But it, okay, that's what PATH, PATHINTL.org. That is the place where people can go to and find any center, certified therapeutic writing instructors across the country. So I know a lot of you aren't in Cecil County, but please go to PATH, the PATH website and find a center near you, or call Ms. Renee or call myself. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Renee.